This is another episode of the 3Y Podcast with EG3. I'm your host, Eddie Greer, the third, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, back from Manhattan, Kansas. The 3Y Podcast, all about what's going on in the terms of running, sports, and whatever important come across this desk here in KC, Missouri, recording on Memorial Day, Monday, May 27th, 2024. Welcoming everybody to the podcast. And first off, thank you to all of the men and women that have served or are currently serving, that are putting their lives on the line so that we can have, we live the best life possible here. I know I have close relatives that have served. My older sister served in the Navy. So thank you to the men, women who have served or are currently serving right now, putting their lives on the line dangerously so that we can live our lives here, whether it's here in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, you know what it is here. So I wanted to give that first off as I'm recording on Monday morning. Yes, just fresh off of coming off of another run here, and I'm also fresh coming off of another 5K run, which we'll get into here in just a moment. Of course, it's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you for stopping by and giving us a listen here this week. This will come out on its usual Wednesday, so you'll have to wait a couple of days. If you're listening to this now on Wednesday, thank you so much for doing that. If you're a friend of the host or that you love running podcasts, make sure you tell a fellow friend or someone about the 3Y Podcast with EG3 as we are about to hit the summer months here in Missouri. But I actually don't even know where to start because, and yes, this, and for those of you new to the show, this podcast is my baby, right? So this actually started as a sports podcast all the way back. And I'm going to bring this full circle because K-State, this is where all the podcasting started at. K-State University. I'm a K-State alum. So I did that for 2.5 years on the back end of my college career. And then it carried out through, actually up here, when I moved up here. I was in a different phase of my life back then. Still was, it was called the EG3 podcast, not the podcast, but the EG3 show through a podcasting company. So I was one of, four shows on that podcasting company. I'm not going to name it out of respect there. So, and then when I moved back out to Manhattan, again, in a different phase of my life, Still carried it, but then I switched it off to a NASCAR podcast. So if you're wondering, for those of you who have been listening to us for a while since the rebranding of the show, or if you're new to the podcast, you're wondering, why is all this NASCAR content on here? Because this was a NASCAR podcast for a long time. I'm a big NASCAR fan, and boy, rain played a huge factor throughout the day yesterday, between the Indy 500 and the Coca-Cola 600. So, yeah, for a long, I don't know how many years I did, and that this was a NASCAR podcast. And then, before the Westport run in December, decided to change it back to kind of a free-ranging sports and add running to the occasion, because I've been heavily involved in the running scene for quite some time now. And Manhattan, Kansas has been, it will always be the centerpiece of the running comeback for yours truly, EG3. So there you go. That's just kind of a synopsis there, kind of a small synopsis. I could go on and on, but I'm going to cut it short right there. So just kind of, I'm going to have to probably do that because we've been getting some new listeners on this podcast for every week, it seems like. So that's just kind of a small summary there. But going back to what I said, I don't know where to start. And I'm going to momentarily bring in the Bill Snyder races momentarily. But I have to start off with my team, the Braves. Like I said, running is sports, right? So we're going to start on the sports side, actually. But just a little bit before I get into my main topic, because I was going to talk about Bill Steiner races, but this came up first, and it's involved the Atlanta Braves. And yes, I'm in the middle of Chiefs country, Kansas City Chiefs, Royals. The Royals, I know the Royals have been doing really well. They're in the middle of an 8-game winning streak. I don't know how good the Pirates are, but dang. But anyways, Ronald Acuña Jr. out for the remainder of the season. So the Atlanta Braves lose yet another big piece to the roster. For those who are not Braves fans, sorry, but this is my podcast and I have the mic in my hand in front of my face, so I'm going to speak. Spencer Strider, earlier in the year, this year, was lost due to a torn. Was it ACL, something like that? Something, yeah. Like a bone chip that was. Yeah, he had to get surgery there. And now you have Ronald Acuña torn ACL in his knee. Yeah, so it just. A lot going on with this Braves team. Too much inconsistency going with this team right now. Yeah, in the latest episode for the Braves, you lose your MVP from a year ago to yet another knee injury. This time to his other knee. My goodness. Yeah, this one, 2024. Oh my gosh. We're going to see, yeah, definitely Devin, which is more devastating? I think both of them are devastating. Look, Spencer Strider is your ace of the staff, and I think it was his second start he was injured because he was hit hard. I believe it was his second start of the year or third start of the year, can't remember, but I know it's early in the year. Again, we're already almost in the end of May, and we're here, sitting here, recording this on Memorial Day. But you're looking at Acuña now. the Braves played the Pirates over the weekend, and we lost the series, but we won the game yesterday, 8-1. But yeah, Acuña, if you have not seen it yet, Acuña tried to go back to retrieve second base. He was trying, I don't know what he was trying to do, obviously, he stole a lot of bases last year. He made history last year. All that's coming from MVP season. This year, been really struggling. And this was on the road in Pittsburgh. Try to go back in second. And then, yeah, just the knee gave way. And I knew some people try to downplay this on X, Twitter, X, whatever they call it nowadays now. And I knew. I didn't say nothing, but yeah, I knew that it wasn't good. It was not good. And then of course, this morning got the notification: Ronald Acuña Jr. out for the rest of the year, torn ACL in the other knee. After the year before last year, where before the MVP season, he was coming off of another ACL on his right knee. This is just devastating. Two, now you have another devastating injury. So your two best players, now obviously, yeah, the Braves have played very inconsistently this year. And I know my coworker, who's also a Braves fan, we talk Braves almost every day when I'm not on the road for a few minutes. We're sitting there shaking our heads. Now it's nothing. Obviously, I'm kind of baffled. Now it's not trying to throw shots at the Royals, but look, I'm pretty sure the Royals do have a better record than we do right now. Look, I don't pay much attention. Now, obviously, I just said that the Royals are coming. off of a 8-game winning streak. I came across that somewhere on Facebook late last night. So catching up on that, stuff. But yeah, just I don't know what else to go from there. So Alex Anthopoulos, the Atlanta Braves GM, the year we won a World Series a couple years ago, put together additions in free agent, well, not free agency, in the summer trade deadline. Got, what, 3 or 4 outfielders, and all of a sudden, that team that won the World Series, the Braves I'm talking about, wasn't, at least record-wise, they were like the 4th best record, and we came back with the World Series, but this is too much. this is too much here. Obviously, Chris Sale, all of a sudden, has really stepped up to the plate on the pitching side of things when it comes to the pitching staff. And look, there's been some bright spots and some not so good bright spots there. But when you're talking about who's going to fill Ronald's shoes now, Jared Kelenic, who we got from Seattle, Michael Harris, talented center fielder from the minors, in his now fourth year now. Time just flies by when you're having fun out in the majors, and then unless you get injured. And the return of Adam Duvall, who we got in the offseason for another stint with the Atlanta Braves now. Adam Duvall now has to play. So that, yeah, I just don't know. I don't know where to go from here. So yeah, that's kind of, like I said, whatever comes across the news desk. Well, this came across my news desk this morning, and I'm recording this on Monday, so it came across not, and they're supposed to wait until at least today, but apparently this couldn't wait because this was too important. So Ronald Acuña done for the rest of the 2024 season on the baseball front due to another ACL injury. This is even more devastating. So you're losing two key components at the top of your roster to ACL injuries. Strider, pitching, throwing on his throwing shoulder. And now Ronald Acuña Jr. to his other knee. I don't know. And the forecast for the Braves, and now you got a Phillies team that, that obviously coming in is on a mission to derail us from the and look, I told the same coworker who is the Braves fan, I'm not worried about the Phillies at the moment. I'm worried about this team in general. And now you add this to your plate, to the plate. So we'll just have to see moving forward for the rest of the month, and really for the rest of the year for that matter. Why did I say just for the rest of the month? Because you're dealing with two big losses now. How is this Atlanta Braves team going to respond without your MVP now? I just think it's just too much. But I might be underselling it because I know the GM, our GM, AA, Alex Anthopoulos, well, it's going to have a lot of work to do. I tell you that when we get to the trade deadline in this summer, in July, in early July coming up. So we'll just have to see how this team's going to respond now, because losing 2 of 3 to the Pirates again, I don't know. I don't have the stands pulled up in front of me right now. That's just, I don't know. The Braves, they haven't played up to their standards anyway. So from my vantage point anyway. So, you know, we'll just have to see going forward. And the Phillies, they've been playing some sorry teams with not so good records, but from what I've heard, from what I've seen anyway, but it is what it is now. Yeah, the cards are stacked against the Braves, and we'll just have to see how this team's going to respond. I know Chris Sale is quickly becoming one of my favorite pitchers now, because obviously, left-handed like myself, he's become that guy. And Max Fried's coming along as well now. So you got those guys, Renato Lopez. I'm sorry, this turned into a baseball podcast for a minute, but yeah. So that's kind of the importance the port news that came, well, I should say huge news coming from the baseball front. I know I'm recording this in the middle of Royals country. Sorry, I apologize, but this is EG3 podcast. I got the mic and I'm a Braves fan. So Ronald Acuña Jr. just joined us. Switcher Strider already out for the season. Now Acuña Jr. joins that list. Unfortunately, devastating news for the Atlanta Braves. This is the 3Y podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, coming to you from back in Kansas City, Missouri, coming off of the Bill Steiner 10th anniversary races. This episode brought to you by the Metro Mile. I'm going to talk about this real quick before we get into the Bill Steiner race that I ran over the weekend. And funny enough, last night I got a notification from Instagram saying, the KC Metro Mile Championship. Follow me right now on Instagram. Literally, I have the notification right now on my phone. I'm going to get this right here. Yeah, KC Metro Mile Championships, a.k.a. KC Metro Mile, started following you on Instagram. That's what I got right there. And from what Noah's told me, Noah Stevenson, your new half marathon winner from over the weekend, Bill Steiner, he told me that, look, they're over. Last year, he told me there were 202 registrations, participants. This year, there's more than that. And I checked it. 226 the last time I checked there. I know he told me before I checked. So definitely it's up there in the most, probably most anticipated track, aka what I like to call it, track meet. That is all ages next week. When y'all listen to this, it'll be almost a week away. I cannot wait. I cannot wait for this. The KC Metro Mile, we'll have a preview next week on this podcast. We'll go through all of it. And I think I might wait until the seedings come out of our race. Me and my brother will be in the, me and my brother Alex will be in the same race. I know people, friends of mutual friends of ours have told us they're gonna come out and watch us race. that's not the only reason, but hey, it's gonna be a great night. Hopefully some good weather. And I talked with my good friend, shout out to Marina, that hopefully the wind won't play a factor, but this is the Midwest, so you can't control that. But anyways, so I'm really looking forward to next week. We survived Bill Steiner. That's the most important part. So now KC Metro Miles next for EG3 in the podcast before the window opens for me to begin training for the 2024 Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Oh my goodness. Cannot wait getting on to that. So yeah, we'll talk more about it. We'll definitely have a preview of this specifically on next week's podcast because we don't have no races this weekend. I know Hospital Hill going down on Saturday. And for the last time, not going to do the race. I know my folks are going to do it, but I will not be a part of it. I want to be somewhat healthy for KC Metro, which is what, 4 days after the fact? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, 4 days after the fact of that. So that wouldn't be very smart of me to do that. So yeah, the Hospital Hill is pretty big around the KC Metro area. So there's that. I know a lot of folks, and I was supposed to do this race, this marathon, this week. A lot of folks, shout out KCRC 1.0, going out up north, Fargo, North Dakota, for the Fargo Marathon. It's the 20th year of this race, and I originally was going to train for the specific race, and decided to step out of it because, you know, just doing more thinking to myself, you know, with Chicago starting to come on the horizon more and more closer. We're already back into this month of May. We're going to be in June soon. It's time to get serious. So now, you know, thinking, you know, I'm just going to step out. And usually I do two, for the last several years, I've done at least two marathons a year. That will not be the case. Chicago is priority number one. So figure, you know, I'm going to have to, unfortunately, going to have to pass on it on Fargo. Chicago, I think, is definitely more important. Not saying Parker is the 20th anniversary ain't, but when you rank marathons, this is a world major. This will be our first world major. Hopefully I get through training okay. But again, you just never know. I just talked about the Ronald Acuna news, Spencer Strider news. You just don't know about these things. But hopefully, knock on wood, everything will be okay. We can get to the second weekend of October. Man, it's going to be here before we know it. But yeah, so the ET33Y podcast brought to you by the KC Metro Mile. Next Thursday, I'm going to try to wait till the seedings come out. Well, at least are, because I know it's either going to be the end of this week, hopefully, or the beginning of next week. Because last year, I know they sent the seedings out. I can't remember exactly the time frame, but I'm anxiously waiting for that because I know our heat, the 35 Masters Division, Men's Masters, is stacked. And it's pretty much the same players as last year with the addition of some few players. One I know have raced against last summer. The others, I don't know. You just don't know, and they don't know anything about me. So there you go on that. But the Bill Snyder 10th anniversary races, right? So we're coming off of that, and yours truly ran the 5K. And let's just start there. We'll get to the half marathon in a second, but the 5K, there was some... Look, I went there. I traveled to Manhattan on Friday. This visit sees a couple of folks and family, right? So, there was a slight... Saturday, getting to the stadium, there was some... I had some flashbacks. So, obviously, Manhattan, and I mentioned this at the top of the pod, that it'll forever be the centerpiece of the running comeback. Because when I was out there... I was, before moving back out there for my second stint in Manhattan, Kansas, I wasn't too heavily involved with running. I was not too heavily involved with running. And then I think looking back at it now, getting involved with this group out there really changed some things out there. So I was able to see, at least catch up with a few of them now. Again, I wasn't able to see everybody, but I was able to catch up with only a few people out there. Have a few minutes of conversation out there with several people out there. So, yeah, it was great to see those folks out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Stopped on Friday, actually, when I got into town. Stopped inside the Manhattan Running Company store to get my race material, race pack, to pick up my race stuff, everything else like that. So, I wasn't able to talk with the store owners. I mentioned on a show last week, Ben and Trey. Yeah, there are two. I know Ben is obviously busy getting this thing set up, everything else like that. So, yeah. So, definitely hard. I mean, this one was coming back and stepping onto the field. Bill Snyder Family Stadium brought back a lot of memories. And definitely harder than I thought it would be, to be if I'm honest. Being honest on this podcast. So, yeah. We'll just have to see. Yeah, we'll just have to see. Obviously, you know, it is my situation. So, I'm dealing with it. I'm dealing with it right now. So, but, yeah, anyways, the 5K. The course, obviously, different from last year because the 5K, really, all of the 5K, both the 5K and the half marathon, finished on a new practice facility for K-State football, moved back to its original finish line. Now, obviously, with KDOT, with the stupid construction, at least for the half marathon anyways, from what I've heard, people talk, when I asked them about it, it was kind of 80, no, let me change that, 90 to 10. Most of them didn't like it. And yeah, I kind of figured that way. And a lot of people I spoke to about the course weren't happy with the changes at all. Now, I spoke to people that did the half, and there were some people that liked it, but majority of y'all did not like it. And I had a race poll, like good old Jeff Gluck, in this podcast, and I had a good, what's this poll called? Good race poll or something like that. Y'all would vote no on that. So, but anyways, the 5K, we did a 5K in. There are some small changes to that. Now, obviously, I just said that we all finished at the Bill Snyder 50-yard line inside Bill Snyder Family Stadium, home of the K-State football Wildcats. But, yeah, twist, turns inside the parking lot? I don't remember that last year at all. So that threw me off for a loop, getting around kids yet again. Now, again, I can't get that of being a father of a four-year-old. I understand a lot, but again, with the race and people, with these kids, everything else like that, I kind of paid the price for that one because I had to get around these kids, try to outsprint them, and then I'm dealing with somebody that I think I raced against this guy last year in the same race where I won the 5K last year. This year, cut up in the third spot. It was a hard-fought battle, and again, the guy who I was trying to beat got me this time. I think I raced against him last year. He's from Salina. I lost to a pair of 17-year-olds. Again, you showing up. Again, so trying to keep up with these 17-year-olds. But yeah, right off the start, getting around these kids and then trying to out-sprint the 17-year-old. Yeah, I knew right then in the back of my mind. It's like, oh, this is... He's going to make me earn it. He's going to make me earn it. And I dealt with another person, the second 17-year-old, who was trying to talk to me and all this other stuff. I wasn't having that. And again, I've said this before on the show. I wasn't having that. I'm not going to talk to anybody. I'm not trying to be mean or anything like that. Well, maybe I am, but that's not how I roll anymore. I'm not going to talk while I'm running. I'm too locked in. I won't try to make any friends like unless you're spectating and whatnot, and I can acknowledge you of some acknowledgement. But if you're a competitor, I'm not gonna try to speak to you. No, that's not happening. So I blitzed by him, and it was a tense battle for second. And coming to the third mile, well, during the third mile, the last mile of the race, right? He passed me. Coming to the third mile, he passed me, and I stayed with him for most. And now we can see the leader, because leader wasn't that far. He won at 17:55, nearly caught, got back up to the second place person who finished 18:03. I was 18:04. So if I was a little bit closer, I would have disposed him for sure. But that wasn't the case. So, yeah, the 17-year-old from Salina got his win on the 10th anniversary. We were hoping for, I would be lying. But I sat here on this podcast, said, okay, I was okay with third. But leaving there, I was a little disappointed. I'm not going to cut corners here. I left a little disappointed. I'll be honest right there with third place, but it was a solid run. Regardless of the fact, but just come up short on the wrong end of the spectrum. And look, between the top three, 9 seconds apart. Because I've run 17:55 before, obviously. So, obviously, not the fastest 5K run. that's going to be the last, and I can tell you this right now, that's going to be the last 5K I do for a while. And with the way that my Chicago Marathon training outlook is shaped up anyways, it's perfect, because I can tell you this right now, there's gonna be no 5Ks in there. So I'm gonna give y'all a heads up right now. Kind of going back and forth with a 10K maybe, but that's probably gonna be an out as well. And in the half marathon, that might be an out as well. So it's not finalized yet, because I know I do have the KC Metro Mile next week before the kickoff of my Chicago training. And I will be signing up for the Sedalia mile run, spoiler alert, because the director reached out to me personally, through Casey Smoke, one of the clubs that I race with, or I should say teams that I'm on, excuse me. So we'll be doing that, and possibly one more mile race in July that I'm pumped up about. Going to be doing some traveling this summer. So, and then, look, September, I got nothing. August, I know I have one, maybe two. September, nothing. And that's how I like it, because that will possibly be leading me up out to Chicago. So that's kind of just a preview there, a small preview there. But yeah, so there's that. But yeah, that this Bill Snyder 10th, the 10th anniversary Bill Snyder race, at least the 5K part, I think that's going to be my last, that's going to be my last 5K probably for the year, unless I feel good after Chicago and decided to help jump in some Turkey Day races. That'd probably be it, because I'm thinking to myself right now that I'm not going to be diving into some December races, anything else like that. Now, if I do, it'll be around Thanksgiving. But I don't, yeah, I think it's going to be it for a while, being that disappointed, because I know I can run in the 17s. That's a no-brainer there. But if I run normal, I told somebody that the night before, if I do my usual 17, I'll be right there to win it, and I did not do that. So I left there a little disappointed, but overall, just catching up with some folks there, smoothed over the result right there. So yeah, third place, did win yet another division, age group division again. So I've been rolling through with that all year long. It's been pretty much the year of that. this year I'm gonna have a ticket what it is. So this is the 3Y Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, here in Kansas City, Missouri, recording on this Memorial Day, Monday, May 27, 2024, brought to you by the KC Metro Mile next Thursday. Woo! I cannot wait for that. We're going to be playing some house money. I do know that. So when it comes to that, so definitely sometimes you put pressure on yourself where you don't really need to. So next week, probably one of those, hey, go out there, let it fly type of deals. But a lot more coming with the KC Metro Mile next week for sure. But yeah, just to finish up real quick, Noah Stevenson, my guy, a new winner in the Bill Snyder Half Marathon. So yeah, apparently, from what I heard from my PA announcer, and I can't remember his name right now. A good buddy of mine. We had a chance to speak a little bit over the weekend. Who does the PA stuff for Manhattan Running Company races? Man, I can't think of his name right now. That's a bummer. But anyways, we caught up a little bit this weekend, and he said that Joel Moore hung up his shoes for the race. So he did not compete at all last weekend, so opens the door for a new winner. And obviously Noah Stevenson got it over Reed Buchanan. So Team Mizuno finished 1-2, and a familiar foe of mine returned. I haven't seen this dude in, well, obviously since I've been up here, but when I was in Manhattan, I didn't even see this boy for a while. Josh Nieves? Me and him used to really go at it. he finished third at a sub. He came in at a third with a 1:17. Reed Buchanan, a name I'm familiar with, 1:13 something around there. Josh Nieves, me and him used to go at it hard. I still remember the my first 10K win over Josh Nieves. That was a seesaw battle. That was some battle there. So yeah, that was something there as well. And I'm gonna get this off my chest right now before we begin to wrap this episode up. And I'm referring back to my finish of the 5K. So yeah, apparently, and maybe it's me being a little salty, but I'm gonna go ahead and get this out of the way anyway. So after the fact that I almost got the same guy that can finish second. Now, I wish I was a little bit closer, because I would have got him. I would have got his butt for sure And then I believe it looked like it was his coach or his dad. I think it was his coach, or whatnot. When he stared me down after the fact, I can see him from the corner. Now I was walking around, just doing a little cool down after the fact, and he just gave me the stare down for whatever reason. Hey man, look, I wouldn't have none of that. And he stared me down for a good bit. I didn't appreciate that whatsoever. So, you have something to say, you come to me, say it, but yeah, I'm not going to put up with that kind of stuff. So if you want to do that, then you got another thing coming to you. But anyway, sorry to get fired up on this podcast. It's just third place finish and all that. And then his coach, whatnot, cross country coach, whatnot, he looked like he wanted to do something like, Nah, bruh, not here. You don't want to play with me. So that's the message I'm gonna send across here on this podcast. But anyways, you're getting all the business here on this podcast here today. Baseball, a little Bill Snyder recap, a little fired up postcast. Yeah, I wasn't having any of it. So, but anyways, that's just a note I needed to get off chest there. But I just wanna look. I just mind my own business, but I just had to. You know, this is, again, I have the mic in front of me. I can speak. And, hey, you don't want no smoke. I'm just going to say that. But anyways, but, yeah, overall, look, the trip, I've been back there since I relocated. And it was just nice. Look, overall, even though I did not yet to catch up with everybody. And, yeah, I'll be back, obviously. This is not a goodbye, obviously. I'll be back, obviously. But, yeah, so, but it was nice to see some faces I haven't seen in a bit back in Manhattan, Kansas, it's a lot of memories, So, hey, like a lot of people say, I have to turn the page over to the next. There's a lot of good things ahead for this podcast and for yourself, so you can't hang your hat on it too much. Hey, it's only a race, man. only a race. That's why I told one of my friends, hey, gotta be happy with that. I felt fine. Result, when not what I wanted, I'm not going to sit here. I'll be lying, but I said, you know, I was good with third. No, I'm not okay with third, but it's okay. It is okay to vent, and then move on. So we're going to move on with that because obviously we got a KC Metro Mile. That's what we got next. But in the meantime, we got some training week, no race, no Hospital Hill. So I'm thankful for that. So no Hospital Hill this week. There's no Fargo Marathon. For me either. So, but for those that are going, making that trip to North Dakota, safe travels. Obviously, we'll be waiting for the pictures. Obviously, the best part as well. So I know a lot of the KCRC team going up there. I was originally supposed to go, but with me getting to Chicago, this decision was made a month and a half ago, not to participate in the Fargo Marathon. So, because of what's to come. So, it's a smart decision. And it still is a smart decision. So, looking at it. So, we'll see what happens there. But I think those are the races this weekend. Unless I'm missing something there as well. Some of the folks from the KCRC squad made a trip to Manhattan. It was fun seeing them as well. And I believe... Majority of us ran the 5K. I know Fran, shout out. Now I didn't see Fran at all. She paced to have. I mean, she ran this race last year. My twin Cody was out there battling the tough course out there. He said he didn't like it. So yeah, like I said, it's 90-10 because a lot of people said they didn't like the course. At all, and it's because it was KDOT's fault, because this was a last minute decision. Because usually, again, if you listen to this podcast last week, this race, the Bill Snyder Half, starts out near I-70, and the buses go out there, you're dropped off, and then you have to run back in town all the way back to the KC campus, and then eventually to the beautiful facilities, sports complex facilities. With the Bill Snyder football, inside Bill Snyder Football Stadium at midfield. So, so, So that's how it is, but I'm glad I didn't do it. At least I didn't do the half. Let's just put it that way. But that's another good reason as well. But yeah, so that's kind of a summary there as well. And a look ahead to this week. Yours truly, no racing this weekend. As now, the countdown is officially on to the KC Metro Mile prime time next Thursday night. KC, Missouri, Rockhurst High School. I cannot wait for that. And again, we're going to have a lot more come on next week. We're going to get it. We're really going to be geeky next week. Getting into that race. And then I'm hopeful the seedings can come out. We'll talk about where we're... We might talk about the seeding. We'll see about that. But I'm pretty sure, hopefully by the end of this week, early next week, we can get those for the next recording of this podcast. The 3Y Podcast with EG3. Get it! Wherever podcasts are found, we're free and available weekly. Whenever we have a chance to record some running content here, we are approaching summer on this podcast. Well, we're pretty much in summer because we didn't get no spring, obviously. So we're pretty much in the thick of summer now. So definitely, if you're training for Chicago or another race, definitely take care of yourself. And I'll be saying much of this throughout the summer. But if you're training for Chicago or getting ready for Fargo, Hospital Hill, and oh, by the way, we're deep into this podcast. I haven't even mentioned my other channel because I'm hopeful next week to record a new bonus episode interview with the folks from Vine Street Brewing Company. So that's what we're looking at next, and possibly a couple more interviews after that. But yeah, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, Grier, the number 3, Eddie, Eddie, Apostrophe S Podcast. That's what it's called. That's what my channel's called. Type that in there. Make sure you go follow that. Make sure you go hit the subscribe button on the 3Wide Podcast with EG3, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast as well. And you'll be getting bonus content from that channel. Obviously, my interview with my friend Elise, who was out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Shout out to Elise. She was out there this past weekend now. She was out there doing the thing. The 5K, Amanda, Mario did it as well, along with myself, obviously. So, yeah, definitely make sure you subscribe because there will be a recording coming up. I was supposed to do an interview with the folks from Vine Street. I'm hopeful to do it after they get done. Well, Elliot's supposed to do the Hospital Hill run this weekend, so I was looking forward to doing that. So, I'm waiting for them, to get back with me on that. So we're working on another new bonus content for you. So I'm really excited to sit down with Annie and Elliot to do that interview with them. And of course, I have two more other people that I want to interview as well. So I got to get contact with them to make sure they're good. I believe they'll say yes for sure. So I shouldn't worry about that. But yeah, definitely make sure you subscribe to the you're only going to get the bonus episode content. Interviews on Podbean, so make sure you find that there. Again, the 3Y Podcast, EG3, iTunes, Spotify, you know what to do there. If you've been listening to us since the rebranding of the show, thank you so much. If you're for the very first time listening to this podcast, thank you again. If you like what you're hearing, hit that subscribe button. Tune in to an episode every week. Next week, we're going to be really getting out. KC Metro Mile preview for sure. and then a postcast the results for sure. So definitely we're getting into it. So this podcast now officially getting ready for the KC Metro Mile. And then 2 weeks from now, again, I'm recording this on Memorial Day Monday. 2 weeks from now, 2 weeks from today, I'll be getting, again, knock on wood, we'll be preparing officially for the 2024 Chicago Marathon. Woo! I'm already fired up as it is coming off of that third place run in Manhattan. I'm already fired up as it is. So I'm ready to really rack up the miles because the summertime is the right time. Obviously, because I usually rack up a lot of miles in the summertime because, well, I'm from the South originally. So, yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. A lot, it's where you come from. Like, I'm from the South. I like hotter weather. A lot of people around here like cooler weather. And look, the temps in Manhattan was perfect for the 5K and half marathon. It was mid-50s, so it was perfect. Perfect morning to do it. It just, the results were different, or a little bit different. But hey, when this podcast wraps up, we're going to turn the page, get ready for this KC Metro Mile, and use this motivation for that. But we have crossed the finish line of another episode of the 3Y Podcast with EG3 today. Again, thank you to the men and women that have served this country and are currently serving, doing what they needed to do to protect us from the dangers of this world. So definitely thank you for that as well. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of 3Y Podcast EG3. We will be back next week.